Beacon Hill is preparing for a new legislative session starting in January, but there's still some work that could get done before New Year's if Democrats decide a few issues have waited long enough. Joining us to talk about this and more, as he does most Thursday mornings live from Boston, is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, so we've discussed before that the legislature is an informal session, which often means low attendance, some lame duck lawmakers in this case, and basically a period of time in which not a lot actually gets done. The Boston Globe this week actually had an editorial with a kind of Christmas wish list, if you will, of ideas to prod lawmakers to actually get something done. So what do you think stands a chance? What's on the docket?
Yeah, they only have those 2 weeks left in December to really do much of anything. And again, like you said, they're in informal sessions, which means that any kind of deal that's hatched out needs to be done behind closed doors and pretty much completely unanimous in that no one objects to it. The way it works on the floor is that anyone can object to anything in an informal session and it would stop it in its tracks. So if Senate President Karen Spilka and Speaker of the House Robert DeLeo want to get something on Governor Baker's desk in this two and a half week period, that they would have to really hatch a deal that everyone has signed on to that can fly through the chambers without any opposition whatsoever. And that's kind of hard. That's why that wish list is hard to come by. They've been working on this stuff since the summer, since the end of the summer. Things like the Airbnb bill that would tax and regulate, you know, the short-term rentals. The governor sent that back with a change, and really lawmakers haven't been able to get their act together to deal with the change that Baker made to it. To kind of supplant his changes before it becomes law. So it isn't going to become law anytime soon, and they might have to take it back up, you know, starting next year. And there's a few other bills like that that Democrats thought that they had finished, thought they had done, and just they can't get it done by the end of the year.
And we've talked about this a little bit, but the governor has been pushing for his housing choices bill. Talk about that. And then, you know, is there any appetite on Beacon Hill to do what the governor wants in this case?
There's an appetite to take on housing. There's an appetite from the Baker administration to get this particular bill done. But I wouldn't say that they're compatible with each other at this point. We're hearing a lot from progressive members of the House and Senate. Some newcoming ones who are going to take office in January who really want to hit the brakes on Baker's plan. They see Baker's plan as a positive, but really just a first step, and they would rather overhaul the whole thing next year and do a much more comprehensive look at the way housing and development works. So that means that this bill that Baker's been pushing all of 2018, fair, more or less, might just go to the dustbin of history and the legislature rewrites it on their own, which could take months and months into 2019. Mm-hmm. So we still don't have that incentive in place to spur development to build new housing, which is the whole point of this bill.
Right, right. And he kind of loosening up zoning regulations, making it easier for cities and towns to kind of individually kind of craft what they need, right? Making it kind of, instead of one
exactly.
blanket thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It would empower municipalities to be a little looser in how they regulate and zone for development. But there's a lot of equity issues that come with that that lawmakers want to take a look at. And like I said, those progressives are speaking up in a way that they haven't in some time. And I don't think they're going to let the governor get his first step bill, so to speak, through. Instead, they're going to go comprehensive and it's going to take a while.
Ryan, you mentioned now, of course, you just said there's been standing up to Baker and some of his initiatives. What about for the House Speaker, Robert DeLeo? There's been, you know, it's been in the news and it's been reported that he kind of has run a tight ship. So what might it be like if folks start standing up to somebody like him who's been an entrenched leader for a long time?
DeLeo definitely responds to the makeup of the House. It's never really as simple as it's a top-down, center-focused you know, leadership style with DeLeo. He does run a tight ship, but that's because the members allow him to run a tight ship. They want him to run a tight ship. Every single Democrat in the House votes for the Speaker of the House, and every single Democrat in the House voted for Robert DeLeo. And they will almost certainly do the same thing in January 2019. Like I said, there are more progressives. There are people being a little more vocal on issues. But that's all within the system. That is something that DeLeo is able to respond to. So I would say that he's quite happy to pursue this on the comprehensive way next year if that's where the membership wants to go.
And that is Mike Dean, WCAI Statehouse reporter. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too.